Gravy.
And Rachel.
In the morning.
Draymond Green. Don't ask me who this is, because I'll be honest with you, I know he's a big deal, but if I ran across Draymond Green in the street, I would have no idea. By the street, I mean East Lansing. He plays for the Golden State Warriors, and he was arrested for hitting a guy at a bar in East Lansing on Sunday. Now, witnesses say this guy was, like, heckling him relentlessly. So Draymond got fed up and allegedly slapped the guy across the face, and a police officer happened to be nearby, saw the whole thing go down in East Lansing, and he posted a $200 bond. He's due back in court July 20th.
I was in Lansing, and I missed it that night.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, in East Lansing, I imagine he was on campus somewhere, right?
I was staying in East Lansing.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh, you did miss it.
I
damn
know.
It, because this whole thing go down.
Apparently, he wasn't at the peanut barrel while I was there.
No?
Oh, no.
Everybody thinks Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend, Arena Shake, were fighting in the stands at Wimbledon. I watched this video this morning, and it's Bradley Cooper talking to Arena, and he's trying to talk to her. She clearly is ignoring them, and she's wiping tears from her eyes at one point in the video. Some people think it's because his ex-girlfriend, Suki Waterhouse, was also at the Wimbledon place, whatever. The video isn't really conclusive. I guess E! News says they weren't fighting. Everything is fine. They said Arena has allergies and she just needed some Claritin. Give me a break.
Time for a Claritin endorsement.
Taylor Swift, no surprise, the highest paid entertainer in the world. Over the past year, Taylor Swift raked in $170 million.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
She's followed by One Direction, James Patterson, the author, which is very surprising, Cristiano Ronaldo, the super hot, smoking hot soccer player, and weirdly enough, Dr. Phil made the list. Lil Wayne had another seizure over the weekend, and it was serious enough that he had to cancel a performance at this pre-UFC party in Vegas. He was hospitalized. He is resting in Miami. Lil Wayne's people say his doctors are still trying to get the right balance of medication to get this epilepsy under control. You'd think they would have figured it out by now. This has been going on for a long time, but let's hope they get it in check sometime soon. Victoria Monet has a song, and honestly, I don't know who she is, but
neither
we're playing this because it's featuring Ariana Grande, and it's all about peace. It's called Better Days.
I feel like I'm shopping.
It does sound like something you would hear played at a Hollister.
Oh, what a good deal.
Yeah. If you want more headlines, go to 105.3hotfm.com. And your Hot Hollywood headlines are brought to you by the Harvey Ottawa Lett. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they're the only place you should be going to. They've got over 200 to choose from, a little bit of everything, SUVs, cars, trucks, and actually they're from about $8,000 and up. Check them out at theharveyottawalett.com or swing by and see them, 28th Street Southeast, half mile west of Woodland Mall.
Listen to Gravy and Rachel weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 105.3 Hot FM.